Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need, it's over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. So excited to have all of you join me on this Monday morning. So many of you had responded from last week's 15 minutes of Monday Morning Joy wanting to know if this is an every Monday event. And I must share with you that it is every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time for 15 minutes of programming. And for a while now, we're going to deal with Ready to Pray, a movement of intercession. And today we are dealing with part one. For those of you who want to keep up with our programming and our schedule, you can follow us on blogtalkradio.com/Gail Gail, G-A-I-L, a dash, and then Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y. So again, if you want to follow us and stay up to date on all of our programming on Blog Talk Radio, you may go to blogtalkradio.com/Gail, G-A-I-L, there's a dash after Gail, and then Dudley, D as in David, U, D as in David, L-E-Y. Last week, we gave 4 points. The number one was to journal. Some of you wrote back and said that that's a difficult thing to do, but again, I want to encourage you to make sure you take the time to journal. Number two, to write a covenant. Several of you did send me an email, and hopefully everyone did receive the covenant, an example of a covenant, of what it's to look like. If you did miss that, please email me, and you can email me. I'm going to give you a totally different email address today. You can email me at readytopray@gmail.com. Again, that's readytopray@gmail.com. And then the third point was to circle prayers in the Bible with a highlighter. And the fourth point was to have a community of prayer, and that is also a prayer protection of Psalm 91. Let me share this. Let me start off dealing with section one by saying these words. Praying is not for wimps. I'll say that again. Praying is not for wimps. When we really pray, and I'm not talking about the now I lay me down to sleep prayer that we learned when we were children. That's nice for a child. I'm not talking about God is great, God is good, let us thank him for this food. That is nice, but it's for a child. I'm talking about prayers that changes life situations. For example, my prayers this weekend have been for France, where 17 died in the 3 days of a killing spree. It's praying, it's interceding, it's standing in the gap praying for someone else and for family members of those who lost their lives. Prayers are when we're going to pray for Nigeria, and we're going to pray that God deals with Boko Haram, who massacred 2,000 lives. Prayer is when we're praying for those who are wrapped up and caught up in human trafficking. Prayers are praying for the senseless police killings of unarmed people. Prayers is when we're praying for our coworker, that one that we really cannot stand the sight of day in and day out. It's praying for that coworker who's always trying to set us up or mess us up. That's that kind of praying. Not praying their harm, but praying that they will be delivered, they will be healed from their wounds, that they would really recognize what's going on with them and stop blaming other people. Prayer is when you're praying for your neighbor, whether you like them or not. Prayer is praying for the spouse in your home that maybe you're having some trouble with or a hard time, or maybe they're not a believer, and you're praying to God, and you're never going to grow weary. You're going to keep praying. Prayer is for that young person, that son, that daughter, that niece, that nephew, that cousin, who is not on the path that's going to lead them to greater, but they're on a path that's going to lead them to destruction. That's the kind of prayer we're talking about when we're talking about being ready to pray. Praying is whatever that reason, whatever that cause, and never giving up. That's why it is so important to have that journal before you, so that you're writing out the prayers and you're going back through and you're seeing if the prayers are being answered or not. Prayer may take a long time to answer. Some of you may have noticed my Facebook post where a prayer somewhat came true on yesterday. I'm starting to see it unfold because I was interviewed by Mary Jo Brooks with PBS NewsHour. This came out of nowhere. But if you looked at some of the comments on the post, you'll see some of my friends who said that I was talking about being a political analyst or going into politics at least 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And it took that long. And sometimes we want to give up on our prayers because we're not seeing them happen the very next day or the very next moment. But prayer is putting that prayer request before God, trusting him enough. And there's a scripture that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6 through 8, where it talks about those who trust in the Lord shall not be disappointed. So you're putting a prayer on the table before God, and you're trusting him so much, you don't have to keep asking him about it. You trust him just that much to know that it's going to come through at the moment you need it to come through. See, what normally happens, we think God has to answer us right now because we're going through right now or we're celebrating right now. And God is saying, I know what your prayer is for, and thank you for coming to me to pray because this is our intimate conversation together with one another. However, because I know you, because I formed you in the womb of your mom, I know exactly the time to deliver this prayer request for you. I'll be honest and very transparent. There's been some quiet, silent moments in my life with God. And I've been wondering, God, are you here? Have you left me? What is going on? But what I'm recognizing and what I'm realizing is that God is saying, my silence is not to say I'm not listening to you. My silence is to let you see that I have you in the palm of my hand leading you through. No, I don't like the silence. I want God to answer right away. And I'm not necessarily talking about an audible voice. I'm talking about just knowing that God is with me and resting in that peace that he is with me. All of us should be on section one. I realize some of us may be moving along a little faster, and that's fine. But I want to deal with section one that asks the question, what is it? What is prayer? Prayer is having a conversation with God. I give an example of when you were young and growing up and you were in elementary school and you had your eye on this young man or eye on this young girl and you pass this paper across the table and you're asking the question, do you like me? And there's two check marks there, yes or no. And we're hoping that the person says yes. Prayer is saying, okay, God, I'm really interested in you, and I want to know if I can come and have a conversation with you. But we don't have to worry about God checking a yes in the box. We know that God is just waiting for us to have a conversation with him. So we need to go to God with our heart. We can go and we can say, God, I want to sit at your feet, and I want to have a conversation with you. But here's the piece that I want us to focus on today. There are times that we go to God and there's just silence. Also in this first chapter here of the book, what is it when we're talking about why pray? What is it? What's going on? I want to focus in on the silence today. Even that time we were growing up and we were on the telephone, and I'm going to date myself here, but yes, this is my 50th year for 2015. it's interesting that we didn't have the freedom to walk around the house with a phone. We didn't have a cell phone. We didn't have a cordless phone. We had a phone that was plugged into a wall, and we had this long cord. And I can remember being in my bedroom talking to the love of my life, and I won't give names because I don't want them thinking I'm still thinking about them, because I'm not. I'm all tuned to Kevin R. Dudley. But it's just really interesting. We could fall asleep on the phone. There could be silence on the phone. That didn't matter. We were just connected with that person. We were enjoying the silent conversation. Well, that's how it is with God. He is asking us to enjoy the silent conversations that we have with him. Even in the silence, nothing else matters. It's like we're in this love relationship with the Lord, and just in the silence, it's just extremely beautiful. It's beautiful to know that he's listening. It's beautiful to know that he is there. That's the beauty of what it looks like. You know, God will never talk badly about us. He will never use what you have shared with him against you. And that's one of the dangers of sharing things with other people day to day, is that they may possibly use it against us. But we have to know when we go to God, he's not going to use anything against us. He's going to help us along the way. Another thing in that chapter, we have to really humble ourselves. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, the words say, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves." If we would just humble ourselves, humbling ourselves is a posture. It's a position of submission. When we do this, God just enjoys the fact that we come completely humble, submitting ourselves to him 100%. Then we need to learn to rest in this posture. Just find this place of rest. We are so anxious anymore when we're praying. We're anxious about life. And God is telling us, calm down. It's not all of that. I'm right here. I just need you to come and rest. So I'm asking you this week to find this place of rest in your journey with God. You know, Psalm 91, verse 1, it's under his wings. It's the shelter. It's the rest in the shadow of the Almighty God. Now, I just gave my own scripture there, but go there to Psalm 91, verse 1, and see it and read it for yourself. Look at it in the King James Version, but then look at it in the New Living Translation, and then look at it also in the Message to get a greater understanding of that resting. Do not be afraid to read multiple versions of the Bible. So many of us have all this tradition and all this back stuff from growing up that we can only read the King James Version. Well, if you don't understand it, you're unable to comprehend it. So it's now hindering your prayer and hindering your walk because you're trying to dissect what's being said. The easiest thing to do is to go and read the word that you can understand. New Living Translation. It's not a sin. It's helping you understand what the word is saying. The Message. It's not a sin. It's understanding what the word is saying. When I go into a time of study, I have several Bibles open. And I'm reading through each one of them. What is God, what are you speaking? What are you saying to me? How does this pertain to my life right now? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, God also tells us to turn from our wicked ways. This is where God is telling you and me to stop doing things that are not satisfying him, which means we need to give up some things. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow. But we need to give up some things. We need to give up ourselves. We need to give up on wanting things to turn out exactly the way we want them to turn out. So here's my three things I want to leave with you on this morning in our last few seconds left. Number one, identify your motivation to pray. What does that look like for you? Number two, identify your distractions. Because so many times when we go to pray, we get distracted. So I want you to identify your distractions. And number three, I want you to make a commitment to pray for something and someone else besides yourself this week, besides yourself. All the time we have, I know these 15 minutes are really short, but I just want to give you nuggets to carry you through your day. Remember, this is Monday morning, and I want you to find joy in this morning. If you have any questions, email me. ReadyToPray@gmail.com.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED@MIMtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.